Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Al Pardo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy strikes out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lacy. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Boedeker juggles the ball. That's an error on Boedeker. Whitaker scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Gibson. Murray reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris juggles the ball. That's an error on Morris. Murray scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby takes first base on ball four. Young moves to second. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo strikes out. Two outs. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy strikes out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Malley moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Rich Borde now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Young strikes out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shelby hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pardo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Tigers. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lacey. Bergman reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bergman moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bergman scores. Brookins moves to second. It's 8-2, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Brookins moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Brad Havens now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields it and throws to second for the out. Brookins scores. Whitaker moves to third. One out. It's 9-2, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 10-2, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0 for 2 in the game. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Malley hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lacey moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bergman hits a line drive into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brookins moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shelby hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets pinch hits for Al Pardo. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Sheets now catching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got five RBIs. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Malley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Morris covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bergman hits a line drive into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins scores. It's 11-2, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got five RBIs. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive towards first. Murray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shelby hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wiggins hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.